We're not sure Guinness keeps track of the world's most expensive potato chips, but as we hear from Day to Day's Madeline Brand now, what used to be a simple side to a sandwich has somehow morphed into a luxury item.
That's right, Alex. In these days of affordable luxuries, $4 coffees, almond linen spray, it's fitting that we should also have the gourmet potato chip. And we can count on our partners at Slate to keep an eye on such cultural and culinary milestones. Slate's Ben Wasserstein has written an article for the online magazine rating various gourmet brands. I tested my own potato chip palette with him, but first, he clued us in on the definition of a gourmet potato chip.
We define gourmet sort of broadly. Most bags, when they say gourmet, what they really mean is kettle cooked. And that means that the chips are sort of crispier than normal chips and are cooked in big kettles. I spoke to one representative of a potato chip company, and I said, so, is it really kettles? And they said, well, it's a big steel pot, but we do call it a kettle.
As opposed to a big steel vat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we have a few of these gourmet potato chips here, and we're going to do a blind testing. We have three different kinds on paper plates, and I'm going to see if I can tell the difference. I'll start with this one, number 7. Oh, that's crunchy. This is not my idea of a potato chip, number 7.
Well, actually, our panel agreed with you. We had 10 panelists rate the chips on a scale from 1 to 10, and that chip, which is Kettle's regular chips, got a score of 4.05 on a scale from 1 to 10. Panelists said it was greasy, lacked a pleasing crunch. One panelist said that the taste expectations raised by the high level of grease were not met by the chip itself.
Okay, moving on to number 6. Again, just not my idea of a chip. It's got the crunch, it's greasy, but it's got that cardboardy taste too.
These again were a very low-ranking chips. This is the Boulder Potato Company's chips. They got a score of 4.0 out of 10. One of the comments was, what's so gourmet about withholding the salt?
Don't they say that they are coated in sea salt?
Oh, they certainly do. In my mind, what distinguishes gourmet chips are pretensions on the bag. And gourmet chips make sure to know that they are sea salted rather than salted. And these chips, whether salt was from the ocean or not, there wasn't enough of it.
Not enough of it. Okay, moving on to number 2. Now, this is salty. Kind of a weird texture. I'm not into the taste.
These chips actually did pretty well. They got an average score of 5.75, making them the second highest rated of our chips. These are Cape Cod kettle-cooked chips. Here, some panelists said that you taste the aftertaste more than the real taste.
I noticed that.
Another said that the superb flavor of the potatoes permeates each chip. Not sure if you agree.
Mm.
But that was enough for a pretty decent ranking.
But still not anywhere near 10.
In fact, overall, most of the chips on our survey did pretty badly. And we think the reason for that is because these gourmet chips, most are not cooked using hydrogenated oils.
The evil hydrogenated
vegetable
oil.
Evil but delicious hydrogenated oil, which I think is what most of us have come to expect from potato chips.
Well, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. And we went to our humble vending machine to pick out a very pearl bag of potato chips, the Ruffles Cheddar and Sour Cream, with an ingredient list as long as my arm, involving all sorts of chemicals I don't know how to pronounce. And here is a chip. Shaped like a chip. It's got that natural orange coloring of a chip. Now that's a chip.
That's a chip. That's hydrogenated. It's bad for you, and it's delicious.
So any grand conclusions that you've come away with after this taste test?
Well, I think in the end that gourmet chips, on one level, live up to their name, because they don't taste like regular chips. But that doesn't mean that they're better. And in the end, we ultimately concluded that potato chips' gourmet claims should be taken with a pinch of salt.
Sea salt.
Sea salt.
Well, Ben Wasserstein, thank you for that investigation.
My pleasure.
And you can find Ben Wasserstein's shopper column on Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.